Well, there's a new book out that will inspire you to follow your God-given purpose no matter what obstacles stand in your way. It's called Blind Faith, Believing is Seeing by gospel music producer Mark Dowdy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Mark, tell us a little bit about your background as a music producer.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of an interesting background. I started my music career as a kid who loved music, actually, and I played in bands during my high school, but then I went on to recording studio musician, a songwriter, and then turned producer. Always kind of kept my hand in the artistry side of it, though, to some degree, because I've done quite a bit as far as doing, leading worship and doing different things in the church and in the gospel music industry 3 years as well.
Hmm. And you are legally blind. Was that something you were born with, or did it develop over time?
No. I was born legally blind. And so basically what happened in my life, I mean, this was something that's so funny. I was just talking about this not too long ago with someone that, people used to say, hey, everybody knows you're blind but you. And I was just always a curious kid, and I just always wanted to know and do things and not really place many limits on what I would be able to do. My parents were always very supportive on me trying things, and so that was a plus for me. And that really that helped my music career a lot, because I learned, of course, when I started in music, anybody that's young now, you probably won't remember a lot about this, but we started with big tape recording machines and huge things that were as big as a washing machine. And so we started having to learn on those things. And so I actually even learned, how to take a razor blade, splice tape in the right place, Wow. Do things like that. And honestly, Todd, I guess I never saw it as a hurdle. I always figured out, I've got to learn to adapt to these things that I want to accomplish. But I never viewed them as something that I wouldn't be able to ultimately do.
And what is it about the music industry that appeals to you so much?
Well, I guess just a love of discovering new talent, a love of working and seeing, or really, quite honestly, seeing that light come on for someone else too that I experienced when I was young. So, because I've moved kind of in that phase of my career into as much developing and mentoring as anything now. So, So I'm hoping that I'm actually able to download my resume into someone else that can learn from that.
Mm. Mark, what would you tell someone who has this God-given purpose that they feel called to, but they see some certain things in their lives as obstacles?
I think if you feel called to it, then there's probably a way that you can adapt to it to accomplish a goal. Now, in some cases, I think there are some people that maybe think they're going to be the next, Grammy Award-winning singer, and they may feel called to that, but it's just not in the cards. But then I feel like in most instances, if you really feel like you've got a good sense of self-awareness that, hey, I really believe that with the right coaching or the right encouragement or the right lessons, the right tools, I can accomplish this. Don't let anything stand in the way of doing that.
Mm. And as a music producer, what kind of music do you like?
I am very eclectic. I like, of course, my first love is Christian music. I love all kinds of gospel music, contemporary, any kind of thing like that. I grew up as, a rock and roll kid in the, late 70s, early 80s, and love jazz. As a matter of fact, have two Grammy nods as far as nominations, and both of those were work in the jazz field.
Oh.
So not the thing that I do every day, but the thing that was kind of the thing that I do occasionally as far as engineering some jazz projects, and that's where those came into play. But as far as what I like day to day, let's just say this. I like music that makes a positive difference and has a positive message.
The book is called Blind Faith, Believing is Seeing by music producer Mark Dowdy. You can find a link to Mark's book and his website at our Life Facebook page. Mark Dowdy, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much, Todd.